Christmas time, producer Joe has needed to flee from his family, so we are doing a podcast. What do you want to talk about? Anything? I don't want to talk about Christmas. I don't want to talk about anything topical. I have no interest anymore with dragging people kicking and screaming to consider different aspects of topical stories other than the ones that are already in their head. You know, up, down, yes, no. No one wants to look at the peripherals of anything. I'm not interested in trying to force them. So nothing topical. And I've managed to avoid all things Christmas this year. I've not watched one Christmas movie, haven't heard one Christmas song, and it's been fine. Not joyous, but at least not depressing. So neither of those topics, please. And by the way, the Arsenic Lullaby Christmas Bomb Shelter, slightly less, has been done with that this year. Not because I've lost interest in that, but we had just a cluster F of web problems. Just a nightmare. Poor Joe here. Pulling double duty, just keeping the website online. I won't get into that. Joe says he doesn't want to talk about that. Okay, those three things we're not talking about: the website, Christmas, or anything newsworthy. What do we got left? What do you want to talk about? What do I never talk about? Star Wars. All right. Yeah, good enough. Fine. Let's talk some Star Wars. Go to McDonald's. What do you say? I'll buy you some sort of meal on the board there. You can watch me have a conniption again because the electronic board keeps changing while I'm trying to figure out what I want. That's yeah, let's do that. Star Wars. I like Rogue One. That's it. That's the only good Star Wars movie. And anybody who says otherwise is lying to themselves. The first three I liked because I was a stupid kid. So that's it. And I think they should stop making them because there's no world there. For a science fiction-based series of movies that is so wildly popular and has gone on for so long, it is the worst example of world-building I can think of. It's just... What is that world? The Star Wars world, what is it? Like, when I say world building, quote unquote, what's the world we're living in this series? Like, Game of Thrones, which I don't like, has done a great job of world building. You get a feel for the kind of technology they have, the basic rules of what goes on there, you know, what people like, kind of where everything is, what the zeitgeist is, you know, the spirit of what's going on. You know, you get it. There's a culture there that you understand. See? World building. What? Star Wars. What is, it's just, okay, it's science. We're in space and there's space people. Is that, everybody has just some sort of vague technology with blasters. Nothing's explained. What is it? What is the Star Wars universe? What? And I'll give you here's the example. that I'll give you of why it sucks for this in this aspect. Well, in all aspects, but in this particular aspect, here's why it sucks. The premise of all these movies is there's rebels and they're fighting the evil empire, right? There's good guys and there's bad guys. There's good space bad guys, the rebels, and there's bad space guys, the evil empire. And they're trying to stop the evil empire from spreading and ruling the universe, right? Can anybody tell me why? What do you mean? What do I mean? I mean, why are they fighting the Empire? Other than that they're evil, quote unquote. Evil how? Evil how? I've watched the first three movies. I watched Rogue One. I watched the one with the pod race. And part of another one where Yoda was jumping around. I saw like 5 minutes of that. Joe, how many of you have seen? Joe says he's seen them all, but he doesn't really remember them. His kids liked them. Okay, and he's watched some sort of cartoons. Can you tell me, Joe, why they're fighting the Empire? What the evil Empire is? What oppression are they raining down on the universe? Can you tell me that? That is not what I'm talking about. I don't mean the Emperor What's-His-Nose shot lightning bolts at Luke Skywalker and wants Luke Skywalker to be evil, or is just evil in general. That's not a reason to fight an empire. That's not what an empire does. That's not oppression. That's just one guy at the top who's evil. Fine. What's he doing? What's this evil leader doing? He's got stormtroopers all over the place. Right, he rules quote unquote worlds. What's he doing? How is he ruling? What's the oppression they're fighting? What, high taxes? Is he rounding people up into death chambers? Because I haven't seen that. What are his laws? Can you tell me an oppressive law that they're rising up against?
Hold on a second. My voice, I don't think, is used to talking this long.
Okay, everybody owns guns. It doesn't seem communistic in any way. I haven't seen stormtroopers forcing anybody into a factory to make widgets. I don't see anybody being enslaved to make, you know, is there some factory on Vroom One where everybody's enslaved and making useless armor? For the stormtroopers, armor that apparently does nothing, because I watched an entire movie where stormtroopers were just getting hit in the head with a stick from some Asian guy, getting knocked clean the F out. Those are the worst helmets I've ever seen. This Asian guy with a stick smacks a stormtrooper in the head with a quarterstaff, and the stormtrooper's out cold. So what good is this armor? I'm off the topic here. The point is, I don't see any big factories with a bunch of starving slaves making this stuff, so there's no oppression there. Everybody pretty much has the job they want. Every one of these worlds has a saloon where you can drink as much booze, so there's no, like, prohibition. What's this oppression that they're all risking their lives to fight? What? Name me, Joe, one law. Darth Vader has sent down upon the universe that they all rose up and said, that's it. We've had enough. That is the last draw. We've got to rise up and fight this oppression. What? Every planet they go to, people are mulling about. There's commerce going on. There's drinking. There's bars. You can own a gun. Everybody's saying whatever they want. They stay up as long as they want. They go to bed. There's no martial law. What? What in this world building, this world, quote unquote, that Lucasfilms has created? What is this evil empire doing where it's worth risking your life to fight? Because I have never seen it in any of the movies I've seen. In the 8.5-9 hours of Star Wars movies I've seen where they're fighting an evil empire, I have yet to see one example of what this oppressive rule is for the masses. Because a revolution requires masses. You know, you need a giant populace to be riled up. Okay, one guy got grabbed and forced into being a scientist or whatever. That's just a little, that's an incident. That's not oppression. You know, you know what I'm saying? That you grab some guy against his will, let's say, for Rogue One, for example. Some guy on Romulan 4, what does he give an F? He's going to pick up a laser blaster and risk his life against stormtroopers because some guy in some other galaxy got grabbed? And what is the oppressive mechanism that has riled the masses up? What are the policies of the Empire that are so hostile towards free men? What are they? What do they do? What? You can drink, you can gamble, there's no curfew, nobody tells you where to live, nobody tells you what job you have to have, not that I've seen in nine or so hours. I haven't even heard mention of any laws. Don't you think that's an important thing to establish? Perhaps before, you know? That's a hell of a thing to leave out. What about them that they're doing that's got everybody so riled up to the point of fighting? Okay, fine. They shot a bunch of Jawas or something once in the first one. That was the closest thing I've seen to any kind of oppression, but that could just, you know, that's anywhere. Really? I mean, any country will have, it could just be a bunch of douchebag cops or something. That's not an empire that needs to be overthrown, right? For all we know, they could have been a rogue band of stormtroopers that got drunk and shot up these Jawas. And anyhow, weren't they looking for these robots? C-3PO and the other thing that looks like a garbage can? R2-D2. Thank you. I couldn't think of it. So yeah, they're hiding fugitives, basically. That's against the law anywhere. Any country has that. I think you go to Sweden and you hide a fugitive from the law, that's against the law, and you're risking getting shot by a cop. A government has a right to protect itself. Does it not? Okay, everybody loves Sweden. Everybody loves Switzerland. If you created a rebellion there, the government would have to put it down. So you could throw out all the stuff they've done to the rebels. Because if the rebels weren't rebelling, then none of that would be going on. So chasing down C-3PO and R2-D2, or chasing down any of these people, or any of the fighting going on between the rebels and the Empire, does not count as oppression, because that is after they've decided to fight. What about what before that made them decide to fight? What? What? At no point in any movie have I seen anything done by the quote-unquote evil Empire where I as a citizen would go, that's enough, I'm joining the rebellion. Joe, the first movie, they were in a cantina where there was music playing and everybody was getting drunk. I mean, it's better than the town I'm living in. They had a cool band. Jabba the Hutt had a bunch of strippers or something dancing around. So, you know, probably prostitution's even legal. There's gambling. What? Name me something that they're oppressing. You can't. Let me think about that. Joe says religious freedom. You can't. No, wait. No, you're wrong. Because the evil, there's only one religion. You believe in the Force or you don't believe in the Force. And nobody's getting shot by stormtroopers for not believing in the Force. So it's completely, you're completely fine not believing in the religion. And you can believe in the religion because Darth Vader believes in the religion. Darth Vader believes in the Force. He believes there's a good and bad to the Force, just like everybody else. They all believe the same religion. So what are you talking about? I don't know. That's splitting the hairs, man. You said religious freedom, and they all believe the same religion. Granted, the evil empire wants you to only practice the dark side of the Force. Okay, maybe. I guess. Sort of. But in all these movies, look how many people we see that don't believe in the Force at all or don't give a rat's ass one way or the other. The vast majority of them. Yes? Like, there's just a infinitesimal amount of them who believe in the Force at all in what I've seen. Okay. All right. Joe says there's more of that in the prequels. But... I'll give you a maybe on that, because everything I've seen. No, wait a sec. I'm not even going to give you the maybe, because okay, the prequels happen because this is a linear storyline. Okay, there's a timeline going on here. So okay, so up through the prequels, let's say people believed in the Force, and therefore it's religious prosecution. Okay, I guess. But once we get to the first three movies, 1977 and on, hardly anybody believes in it anyhow. So why would there still be a rebellion? A rebellion why? None of these people believe in the Force. Certainly not enough of them to want to rise up. And how do you practice this religion anyhow? People don't congregate. There aren't, like, churches or houses of worship or anything. I'm talking from... what is it with Luke Skywalker? The New Hope? You think so? You're not much better than I am, buddy. From the New Hope on, we're talking. Okay, fine. There's something worth rebelling before that. But from the New Hope on, I don't see any houses of worship, right? So you just practice it in the privacy of your own home. I didn't see any stormtroopers kicking in the door and what? I mean, how are they going to know if you're practicing or not? There's no religious artifacts. There's no statues. You don't have a rosary or anything. There's no Bibles or Korans to burn. You just sit in your house and concentrate, I guess, or something, right? Try to move rocks around. Try to lift up a spaceship. Just sit there and stare at a spaceship, and it either lifts up or it doesn't. Well, I mean, what is the stormtroopers going to kick in your door and see if you can lift up a spaceship with your mind, and if you can, they shoot you in the face? Or, I mean, what? And like, it does this. What do we call this? This universe doesn't even understand itself, because you're traveling through hyperspace or space wormholes or something, right? People are going to different galaxies at the drop of a hat. They're just hopping in a spaceship. They hit hyper light speed or super fast rocket mode where you're flying through the kaleidoscope tunnel. I hate science fiction. I hate all new science fiction. It's such... But, okay, so you're doing that. You jump to another galaxy, another planet on another galaxy. You're on a moon somewhere, and you jump, and now you're on a planet with two suns. How do you oppress that? I mean, really, if you can't escape from the Empire with that kind of technology, then you're just a moron. You're just a complete blithering idiot. You just leave. Just go somewhere else. What Darth Vader? I mean, imagine the amount of technology, the amount of information that would be necessary to oppress several galaxies. Let's say Jedi's had a holiday. They had Jedi holiday where all the Whos and Whoville come and they sing Jedi songs around a giant Jedi statue. Right? How the hell are you going to know? You're Darth Vader. How the F do you know? You're on a floating Death Star somewhere in the seventh galaxy from who knows what. They're on the planet Wigamawoo 3 in some other galaxy. How the F do you know that a bunch of dudes in robes are dancing around a statue? And then what are you going to do about it? You'll hyperspace a bunch of stormtroopers there? They land, by the time they march over there, it's three weeks later. how do you oppress an amount, an area of space that vast? How? There's no way. There's no way for you. You'd have to have. You have bases on every planet, I guess. I mean, this seems like a lot of resources scattered out for no particular reason. And if nobody can really do anything without authorization from the Emperor, like, I mean, it's a logistical nightmare, right? Just consider how large Earth is and how many people are on Earth. The amount of information you would have to process on a continual basis, the amount of intel you would need and have sifted through just to oppress everyone on Earth to get them to stop doing whatever vague laws they're not supposed to be breaking, and then multiply that by how many planets we've already seen just in these movies. I mean, Darth Vader, he would have to spend every waking moment just processing information, just getting in intel and deciding where to send the resources. Okay, the who's down in Whoville, they're marching around the statue, and this guy over here, we've got reports that he used his mind to lift up a garbage can lid, and this guy, I mean, how much misinformation, you know, you got to decide what's real and what's not, and what's worth sending troops over for, and what isn't worth sending troops over for, and what's false, and... You know, you how's and then there's a emperor. How's one guy sipped through all that? Even if he's got a bunch of capos underneath him, also sifting through stuff. The amount of time to just process all this information and figure out what's what. I mean, everybody would die of old age before one stormtrooper would get down to question them about how that garbage can lid got lifted up. What you did? So did you do that with your mind or what? Okay, you did it with your mind. Did you do it with the good side of the Force or the bad side of the Force? Because if it's the bad, if it's the good side of the Force, I'm going to have to write you a ticket. because there's got to be different penalties. You can't just go blowing everybody away for every little thing. Or let's say you can. Okay, let's say there's one penalty for everything. You still got to send people down there and process all the information over several galaxies. All this intel has to come in from how? And how do you keep the stormtroopers in line when they know that you're several galaxies away? You know, how many of them are just going to go to the canteen and F off for the afternoon? Hey, let's just say we couldn't find these droids. Go get some beers. Yeah, I don't feel like trudging through the desert. This stupid white uniform, sweat my ass off to knock on some cave wall, see if this old hermit's home or not. Screw, F it. Let's just say we couldn't find him. Go down to the cantina, drink some moon beers. How much of that would have been going on? Like, a lot. Joe, take, like, the most oppressive tyrants we've had in human civilization. Who just had to rule over small amounts of land. They couldn't get it done. They couldn't stop people from effing off and giving them the... You know? Hitler made it like 4 years before Rommel was like, you know what? F this guy. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing any of that. F him. Like 4 years before his own generals were like, nah. That's suicide. We're not doing that. But somehow the emperor over a span of a galaxy has got these stormtroopers running in, risking their lives to track down some hermit for reasons they probably don't even understand nor care about. Marching through the sand, his ridiculous armor. Yeah, it's Christmas time. There's that famous story about World War I at Christmas time where they all got out of their trenches and sang Christmas songs, or I think maybe they played soccer or something. So, and that was like 50 miles away from Supreme Headquarters of both sides. from high command of both sides, 50 miles away in the trenches, you know what, F it, it's Christmas. Let's kick the ball around a little bit. So span that over the course of the galaxy. It would break down quickly. It would break down quickly. There's no way to process the information. It would take forever. It's ridiculous. Come on. Think about your own job and how much slacking off goes on when the office manager isn't there. Right? Now imagine your office manager's on Jupiter until further notice. There's probably was no Jedi mind trick. The stormtroopers just didn't give a shit. These are not the droids you're looking for. All right, good enough for me. Let's pack it in. Chug, 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 chug. Yeah? They didn't care. They didn't care the Emperor's in another galaxy somewhere. What do they give an F? They got to report in? And so what? Yeah, we can't find this. This is Stormtrooper XR-72. We can't find this Obi-Wan guy anywhere. Maybe he died of old age or something. I don't know. Well, we'll keep looking, though. Forget it. There's no way to keep reins on everything when you're talking about things that spread out. It's too much land. It's too big an area. There's no way. So that's why it sucks. They haven't defined what about the Empire is evil or why anybody should give an F. And there's absolutely no way for Emperor Wrinkle Puss to do anything about it. To even get the information in time. To get the information at all, to get it in time to do anything about it, and then, what do you do about it anyhow? Right? I mean, that's why Boba Fett is such a stupid guy. Bounty hunter. How can you possibly earn a living as a bounty hunter when people can jump to another galaxy? Right? You're tracking down and go get Han Solo. Okay, how? Well, he was somewhere on this planet. A white human, about 6 foot tall, brown hair, usually wears a black vest. He last seen somewhere on this planet, but he has a spaceship that can go to anywhere else in any galaxy at any time. Go get him! Go get him, Boba! Isn't Boba Fett just hopping from galaxy to galaxy, going to every bar with a picture of Han Solo? Hey, have you seen this guy? He's got a giant bear with him with some weird gun strap. No? Okay, thanks. Well, if you see him, we don't apparently have cell phones or a way to communicate, but maybe I'll swing back around. Okay, Joe says I've talked long enough. So, that's it. There you go. Merry Christmas, everybody. Hopefully, you don't do yourself in. I'd recommend not, because, what's the point? Really. And hopefully I've ruined Star Wars for you. So, there you go. So, here we go. Yeah, if you're hoping to fend off depression by watching Star Wars, you're going to have to find something else, because those movies are dumb. except for Rogue One, which is awesome. Thanks for listening, everybody. Until next time, think.
Here comes the amputation. He's after your salvation.